Today about the Gemara related to the Sira. It's actually a very, very delicate, very sensitive topic. Let's just go over again the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, just reading the words, and then we'll go into the Rishonim. And there are two different ways to understand exactly what the threat was for Ma'ukva. The way it's expressed in the Gemara, Shalach le Ma'ukva le Rabbi Lazar, B'nei Adam ha'omdim alai, u'biyadi u'masim u'malchus, ma'u. He wanted to know how he should deal with the fact that there are people who are ganging up on him, omdim alai, and he, being the Aves Din, and as I noted from Shriago, and he's also the Reish Galusa, he was one of the early Reish Galusas in Tam of Shmuel. He himself was a Tamid Chacham. Not all Reish Galusas were of that caliber, but he was very nichna to Shmuel, but he certainly had connections. And because he had these connections, he had the ability to be able to take care of these people, which we know who he was, one individual in particular, and he wanted to know whether he ought to use his connections to get this person probably punished, maybe killed, because of the fact that he was doing something that was very uncomfortable to him. Exactly what was it is unclear. The way Rashi learns, Ha'om Dimalai L'chayrif U'gadev. This is what the Achronim HaMedayik, the Pnei Yeshuach, Sam Sofer, the Rashi, Fuke, maybe what the Me'iri is mashma, that what Geniva was doing would be self-constituting the Sira. The Sira is when you are already handing over either Mammon Yisrael or the Guf to the authorities, the non-Jewish authorities, who can do anything they want, which is considered to be a form of a mazik, one of the Chabdaud of Avos Nezikin in the longer list that you find in Bava Kamma. The end of Bava Kamma discusses details of the Inyan of Moser. So that could have been what Geniva was doing, and we'll have to see the implications of that for what the Shiloh was. And so too within Rashi's Pshat, Rashi seems to say, it stopped short of saying that it was a Chayarful Gadev, but certainly was a very unpleasant situation for Ma'ukva. And he felt perhaps justified in being able to moser them with malchus. And again, the question would be, what would be his study hasafik? Why yes, why not? Either way, the answer came back from Rabbi Lazar, and it was in the form of a pasuk that had sirtut, hence the connection to our sugya earlier. Sirtut v'kasavle. So the pasuk was quoted from Tehillim. Now, let's keep in mind, there really are two psukim in separate kapitlach. The first one that the story tells us about is a later perek, interesting, and that's the pasuk in Tehillim Lamedtes, Mizmor Lamedtes. How does it begin? Those who know Tehillim by heart, right? Okay. Not one of the most famous of the kapitlach, okay? Lamnatseach liyidusun mizmor leDavid, amarti, eshmerad rachai mechatov ilshoni. I said I will guard my way, not to sin with my lips, with my tongue. Eshmera lefi machsom, hence the expression machsom lepi. If you've heard it, this is from the pasuk. Eshmera lepi machsom, putting a muzzle on my mouth, ba'od vasha lenegdi. So the way that the Mefarshim learn it al pipshat has to do with the fact that David HaMelech is saying, or Yedusun is saying, David is saying really, that if I'm in a situation which is compromised, I don't want to let it be known to others around me that they should gloat on me and it should be a chil Hashem. So therefore, I won't speak out, I won't criticize Hashem's way, so to speak. That's the pasuk shat in the way the Mefarshim went the pasuk. What did Rabbi Lazar try to say here? Amarti es medrachai mechatel vilshoni. Es merufi machson ba'od vashu negdi. So he explains, that's the continuation of the pasuk. Even though the Rasha is here doing something as an obstacle to me, nevertheless, eshmer lefi machsom. In other words, be quiet. Don't hand him over to the malchus. The Masha points out in Chiddushi Agados that there's a double expression here for eshmera. Right? The pasuk starts with eshmer drachai, and then again it says eshmer lefi machsom. Kafal b'zeh hashmira, she'amar hashmira bi'alma mahanu fi drachai mechato b'lshoni. That's a normal shmira. But let me add on top of that a second level shmira. Avol osif shmira lasis machsom lefi dafka ba'od rasha lenegdi lecharfeni b'fanai. The Rasha is here, is taunting me, And that makes it much harder. So it's ki'ilu, I need a machsam upi, I need an extra muzzle, I need an extra shmira on top of the normal shmira. So this is what was what the message back from Rav Elazar to Mar Ukva. In other words, don't act what you in the manner that you're thinking of doing. Just be quiet. Okay. What happened then? Shalach lei. So Rav Ukva followed up with another message. He said, "Kamitzari li tuva, v'lo matzina de'ekum b'hu." So it obviously got progressively worse. This is what he's saying. It's really very, very hard. Again, what exactly was it? So Rashi starts by saying, "L'charef u'gadif, b'yadi l'mosra matis koch b'yadi l'halshin alein, l'negdi miriveini u'makniteini." So again, it was obviously, he kept doing it. He was a real bar, bal machlokas. According to Rashi, not Mesira, but it was a point that Marukva felt his patience was wearing thin. Again, is this a shaila based on that the halacha should be different, or simply he simply didn't know how he could pasha an Eitz HaTovah, like he didn't know what to do because as a human being, is that what he means? What's he asking now? He got a psak, right? He got a psak based on the pasuk. No, but kamsari tuva, so what changes? Okay, so now it's a little bit harder. So now, what is he stam trying to get chizuk? I mean, it's not 100% clear. What does he mean now? Like, what changed in the picture? Again, we have to see maybe what the pshat could be. What would be a reason now that it should be different? Now that it's tuva, and I can't hold back anymore. Okay, so now, shalach lei. So presumably, again, it was in a letter, I imagine, right? Because it's going back and forth, Teret Meret Yisrael. Shalach lei, another pasuk. And here, I found the Achronim already are no omid on this, Maram Shif and others. Was it also a sirtut? It doesn't state it in the Gemara. First, a sirtut. Here it says shalach lei. So you have to know if it's automatically with sirtut or it didn't need its own sirtut, maybe the same page as before. I don't know. Or possibly, I think some Sofak Dafka says that he wrote Lashem the way it's written by us, so there was no need for sirtut because it was only two words after that from the pasuk. So it's creative shat. Umaisa shalach lei. What happened? He sent him from another pasuk. This pasuk is earlier. This is Kapitel Lamed Zayin. The pasuk begins, or the parak begins, with David, al tischar bamireim, al tekani ba'osi avla. Those people who are acting inappropriately, don't envy them, don't feel like you have to compete with them, don't be jealous of them. So that's the beginning of the kapitel. Because ultimately they will wither. Uchiyerek desha yibolun betach b'Hashem ba'asei tov shchon eretz ve'eyamuna v'isana gal Hashem yitucha mishalas libecha. And a few psukim later, dom l'Hashem. This is where he quotes the pasuk. Dom l'Hashem v'ischol elo al tischar b'matzliach darko v'ish ose mizimo. So again, the pshuto shel mikras and the mefarshim tell us here, dom l'Hashem is wait for his salvation. Dome, as if to say, wait. That's one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat is Miloshin, being quiet. But again, the idea of waiting and hoping, it's the same basic idea. His cholelo means like Yachel Yisrael Hashem, means to be yearning and to hope. So it's like Mitzvah says, Kaveh Hashem, Dom Hashem, Kaveh Hashem, Betochilo. Again, the same idea as hoping for him, longing for him, and just don't worry, don't feel tempted by the way they're acting, and therefore Hashem ultimately will be on your side. Okay, that's the Pashup Shad. How does it get applied to Ma'ukva's situation? So he does a little bit of a drash on the words. Exactly how it fits the words, we have to see a little bit more in Tosis. Dom Hashem is cholelo. So he says as follows, Dom Hashem, again, for now we translate it as either be quiet or hope, long for him. So now, clearly the chalolim chalolim is connecting to the v'ischolel, right? Chalom chalom means corpses, corpses meaning that all those people that are out to get you, they'll be slain, so to speak. They'll be laid out as chalolim. They'll lose their power. Piles of piles of them, in other words. And now he continues. And now again, we have to know if this, how this continuation relates to the words in terms of a drasha. We'll see Tosis in a minute. Hashkein v'hayim, meaning, so what is he saying you should do? Dom Hashem, he starts with Dom Hashem. We don't know how he's spinning that word in any way. Chalolim, chalolim is v'hischolel. That's clear. Hashkein v'harei v'aleyen lebeis ha-medrash. That means, the word beis ha-medrash means for Torah, right? Hashkein v'harei means learn Torah in the morning, early in the morning, learn Torah late in the evening. Do your thing, in other words. And you don't have to be proactive. You don't have to go and do something on your end. Just do Torah, and they will simply disappear, and Hashem will take care of them, and you have nothing to worry about. That's his drasha. Now, this Hashkin Baharev, is that connecting to the words of the Pasuk? His Chola, we understood. Chalolim, chalolim. Where's the Hashkin Baharev exactly? You have to see in Tosis exactly where that's fitting. But it sounds like Beis HaMedrash is Torah, right? Okay, that was the Shalach Lei back of from Rabbi Lazar the second time. And the conclusion of the story is Hadava Yasa Mipi Rabbi Lazar. Interesting, Mipi. It was a letter, no? It was verbal communication, or it was written communication? So it's just a Melitza here, like in Pasuk in Megillas Esther, it says Hadava Yasa Mipi. Unless you say, even before he actually had the letter written and sent and received, just the fact that he was dictating the letter to, I don't know, what?
We say oftentimes that there is different gezeros that Chazal made when people were writing gittin, that they wouldn't put the Torah in because maybe the wife would hear and it would cause a katata. So maybe now, meaning it sounds like when people are writing things, they're saying it out loud also.
I'm saying, so it's a chiddush, that you're saying the words of the Gemara, a chiddush, that even before the letter was written, let alone received, just the fact that the words of the letter were being uttered by the author of the letter. Shadava Yarsa Mipi, Rav Elazar. So just even the saying of those words already had an effect, and the result, and does that mean that he actually carried out the order? He couldn't have heard about it yet. He wasn't Hashkin Baharev yet. I mean, Yadava Yarsa Mipi, and it was already, even before he implemented the strategy. V'nasnu l'gniva b'kolar. And Gniva, now we know who the character was put into chains. That's the end of the story. Rashi just points out, what does Gniva have to do with anything? Okay, fill it in. Gniva, who are you Cholkov? He's the one. Which obviously indicates the Tzidkus of Barukva. Barukva did not name him in the letter. He spoke about people in the general. I think the Chavetz Chaim, in one of the Ha'aris in Seva Chavetz Chaim, may even bring this as a raya, that it's not a toelis to say, you ask Shaila is a toelis, but the individual name doesn't have to be named. So Geneva was the one, and they put it b'kolar, meaning in chains, shoshelos shobarzo, shnosim sham ha-mukhtabim ma'uchlis la-hariga. In other words, basically he's being taken out to be killed. Now, without knowing more about Geneva, we would think Geneva was, you might even say he was far from being a tzaddik, far from being a talmid chacham, far from being an amori, he's just a rabble-rouser. Now, clearly he was something of a rabble-rouser, but he was also an amora. It's important to recognize that. Some sofer makes it clear, as I alluded to yesterday, there are gemaras about Geneva, in connection to, I think, Hilchis Tefillah and Erev Shabbos, and maybe other places. There are a number of Gemaras here that give you a little more insight into the individual Geneva. And it's clear from the Gemara that he was a Talmid Chacham, just to make a reference to that. One Gemara at the end of the third parak, when you have these Amoraim discussing something, and the question is, should we rise for a Talmid Chacham, specifically Geneva. So you have here the end of Lamed Aleph and the Beis, Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda Aviyasvi, Chalif v'Azo Geneva Alayu. Geneva passed by. Amar Chad L'Chavrei. One said to the other, Nega Mikamei Debar Oryan Hu. We should stand up for him, because Bar Oryan, meaning he's a heavyweight in learning. That's why we should stand up for him. But the other one responded, Amrei Idach Mikami Palga Nekum. We should stand up for this palga, this Rashi translates, Baal Meriva. What makes him a Baal Meriva? How do we know he's Baal Meriva? Gittin Dav Zayin. Rashi continues, he references our Gemara. Rashi there says, Shaisa lo Meriva imarukva, Shaya abeznin, kidabim perakama, he quotes our Gemara. And who was he? He was Geneva, kidab farash hasam. The end of the story shows you who this guy was. So obviously he was a Baal Meriva, and his antagonist was Marukva. This internal politics, it's hard to know what it was about. can speculate, but we don't really know. We know that Knievel was close to Rav, because he was a Talmud of Rav. We know that Maruk was close to Shmuel. So that's the best I can say. Maybe it's something to do with that. But we see in his Gemara Mefurish that he was about Urien. He was not Stam a person. But he had a tendency to be about Machuk, specifically to Maruk. So what happens in that Gemara, Derech Agav, so what happened was, Mayaskisu, they talk in learning. The Ruchos, he talks about Inyam of the different Ruchos. There's another Gemara also that has an input of Geneva at the end of the fifth parak. This was the end of the third parak, right? Daf Lamed Aleph. This is the end of the fifth parak. Not at the very end. Samach Beis Amid Aleph. Again, the same conversation precedes. Geneva was passing by the same two people, right? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Not just the same replay of the same, maybe a different time. But they were sitting together. Chaluf Azal Geneva. Amichad Chavei, Nekom Mikami Daba Uyenhu, stand up for him. Out of respect, his Torah. Amale Mikama Pagar Nekom. And this is a Shalul Gabi Hilchis Kavat Tamid Chachamim. This, obviously, in other words, Mitzad Echad, he's a Talmid Chacham. Mitzad Sheni, he's a Bal Machlokes. So what's the halacha? Do you show him the respect that to do a Talmid Chacham or not? That seems to be the Shaila here. Mikama Pagar Nekom. Adachi, meanwhile, while they're debating, should we stand up or not? Asa Il Gabai, he met up and he reached them. Amaru Shalom Aleichem Malchi. Shlomo Malmachi greets them as kings. Amrulei Minalan Rabbani Kri Melachim. You're calling us kings. How do you know that Tamil Chama called Melachim? He says, Bi Melachim Yamlochu. How come you said it twice? The Kafrina Shlomo Lamalchi. So he says, Mem Rav Rav. He says, you can see he quoted Rav. Shekofim Shalom Lamelech. And then he goes on and he teaches them a halacha. That's how the fifth parak ends, that you're not allowed to give food for yourself to eat before you feed the animals. Okay. I don't know the connection between the particular things that were discussed here, and there's probably something more to it. Meanwhile, again, the point of Palga, and I think Rashi here also comments, right? Does Rashi say it again?
Last verse.
Ah, yes. Bar Urya means Ben Torah. Palga, Chok al Chachamin. It's interesting. Rashi says al Chachamin. We only know one. Shahayab Nitzaro, Marukva Shayad, basically, Min Perkam. The end of the story, they put in the Kolar. That's another Gemara in Gittin. So three Gemaras in Gittin that all connect to this first Gemara, the first reference to Geneva. That's in the Perek later, where it talks about the Yotzegel Kolar and giving instructions at that point to write a get, and then it mentions Geneva Yotzegel Kolar Havi, which is the end of the story. So with this in mind, obviously for background, we have to know that Geneva was not Stam a person. He was obviously a person of stature. At the same time, he had issues. And that's why the Chachamim debated whether he was worthy of being giving the covet to stand up. And Marukva had a specific shaila. Can I be master? Can I master him or not? What was he doing? What was the extent of his being aggressive against Marukva? That's a little bit unclear. Kamitsarili tuva. What exactly was it? So far we saw Rashi. Maybe we'll comment already on Rashi. Maybe before that. Let's read the Tosfos and then we'll see the Rishonim. There's a lot here in the Rishonim. So let's go through the Pashup Shat and the words of the Gemara with the Tosfos. Okay, Behuyapim Chalalim, right? So that's the way he darshins from his Cholalo. The Pek Basa Dizvachim Dashinan. Dom binyan acher, gabi vayidom aron, that we darshin afa pishi hibilcha chalolim at the dom. In other words, the Gemara is talking about the death of Nadab and Avihu. So Aaron was able to show the discipline not to say anything, vayidom aron. And he was zocher as a result of that shtika, as Rashi quotes in Chumash, right, to the schus that later on, the parsha of Kashrus was said to him and to Moshe together, and other things it says in Mekabel Schar al Hashtika, it says here in the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes this Indian over here, this pasuk. Kevan sheyada Aaron shebanav yidui mokom hem shasak v'kibel schar shenemar vayidom Aaron v'chein b'david hu omer dom l'ashem v'scholelo. Af al pishem mapelcha chalalim chalalim atzitok. Even though Hashem caused people to die around you, that's chalalim chalalim. Here it's two people, but they were chash, they were shaveh, they were shakul to many people maybe. Chalalim chalalim. And still to be able to be mekabel that zera and not to say anything. So that's a different Russia, totally. Tosis says, yeah, Tosis is just making mention of that. That's a different take on the same words. Here it's huyapilim chalalim. If you are quiet, Hashem will take care of your enemies for you. There it's even though people are dying around you, those people nevertheless be quiet. Okay. Next Tosis. Hashkin Bahari Valeyan. So Tosis sees in the Hashkin Bahare also a connection to the pasuk. We only notice the connection in the Chalolim Chalolim, to the Hischolim. What's the Hashkin Baharev have to do with it? Tosis says, Doris Dom Kemo Dimdume Chama. Dimdume Chama is Gemara talks about davening just around the time that the sun rises and the sun sets. I think it's Miloshin, like the redness of the sun. Like the sun is now rising, it's the horizon is red, and then again at Shkia time, it's again the horizon is all red. So it's a Lashon, Dimdume Chama refers to the points of the day that the sun is either rising or setting. So there's an inyan that we call a Vasikin, right? Davin im Dimdume Chama, to Davin Shachris sunrise, to Davin Mincha at sunset. Okay. So the drasha would be Hashkin Baharev at the points in the early morning, at the end of the day, that's when you should do what? That's when you should be Osek B'Beis HaMedrash. Okay, so what's Tosis now? The next point of Tosis. Tosis asks, Afa gav d'amrina b'bava kama, hamosa dino l'ashamayim hu nenash t'chila. So there's a whole sugya there in Bava Kama, the mosa din. What does it mean, mosa din? The Gemara talks about the fact that hu nenash t'chila is mentioned in connection to Sarai. We know that Sarai gave over Hagar as a maidservant to Avram when she could not conceive. And then Sarai and Hagar became pregnant right away. And then Sarai says to Avram, Chamasi Alecha. So we know that the Tama Sarah predeceased Avram. The Gemara there says that to be Moshe Din L'Chavero is not a good thing. A person who is a victim of somebody else's whatever it is, they've done something to wrong you, and you daven to Hashem that person should be punished. That's called being Moshe Din L'Chavero. So that's what Sarah did. So Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Chanan, this is the Gemara Tosfos is alluding to in Tzadi Gimel. Hamoseh Din Al Chavero, Hu Nenash Tchila. Shenemar, Batomer Sarai El Avram Chamasi Alecha. Uksiv Ayavo Avram Lispo Gesara Veliv Kosa. Peledek Gemara, right? The fact that she died when she did earlier than Avram was attributed to the fact that she was Moseh Din. She said, what it means is the end of the pasuk. What did she say? Chamasi alecha, anochi nasati shivchasi b'chekecha, v'atera ki harasa, v'ekal be'inaha. And how does she end the pasuk? Who knows? Gidom? Okay. Yishpot Hashem b'niyo be'inaha. That's the Moshe Din. That's the pasuk ends. Yishpot Hashem b'niyo be'inaha. Hashem should judge. Look, it's tempting. A person is a victim of somebody else's wronging them. They think Hashem should get you. This is a sugya, quite honestly, because you see there are psukim and chumash of people who are unfortunate, and it says in psukim, amana yasom, a poel, v'haya ki yitzak elai. What does that mean? V'shamati ki chanani. Hashem says, I'm going to punish you because they're going to cry out to me. They're crying out to me sounds like it's really being Moshe Din HaChavero. So you have to know, is it because in those cases it's permitted? Or maybe the yitzak elai is not necessarily a direct Moshe Din, it's just that they're aggravated, so they cry out for help, and not saying Hashem should get you. Al-Sheikh and others, remember, discussed this question. How do you reconcile Moshe Din Chaver with these types of situations where you find that the Torah talks about the victim crying out to me? But this is called Moshe Din Chaver, and that's what Sarah did. Yishpat Hashem ben Yevenacha. So what's Tosfos Kasha? So seemingly, what is Rabbi Elazar telling Rav Mar Ukva to do. Hashkin Bahareg means to daven to Hashem. Don't take action yourself to hand them over to the authorities. Daven to Hashem, that Hashem should punish them. To daven to Hashem that Geneva should be punished is most of it. Where does it say to daven? Hashkin Bahareg Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaMedrash is a Makom Torah. So how did Tosis think to ask the Shekasha? The Mashah says that Tosis didn't have the gears of the Beis HaMedrash. Tosis had the gears of Hashkin Baharet, and it means Beis HaKnesses, and that's connected to the Dimdumei Chama. What do you do in the Shachris in the Beis HaKnesses at Vasikin at sunrise? What do you do in the afternoon at sunset? You daven Mincha. So Tosis is learning that Hashkin Baharet means Tefillah. So it means that Ruaz is telling him to daven to Hashem that Geneva should get punished. That's called Moshe Din Al Chaveru. That's what Mashon is. Tosis didn't have the gear, so Beis HaMedrash. The Me'iri B'toch HaDvarim, maybe we'll soon see it, they used to daven the Beis HaMedrash also. So keep the gear as it is. It could still be a kasha. It could still assume that it's a tefillah. Okay. Oh, so how do we deal with this inyan? If it means that he should daven, so... You know the famous Gemara also in Bruria, in Brachis, right? That the Baryoni were bothering Rav Meir. What did Bruria say to Rav Meir? Yitamu who? Yitamu chatamin aris nacholtim. In other words, you don't daven that they should be punished. You get a Moshe din al chavero, perhaps, but rather that the averos should disappear. The Jew should do tshuva. Okay, so meanwhile, there's an inyan of Moshe din al chavero. It's not a good thing. It's dangerous. Who nenas tchila like by Sarah. Tosus gives a teretz because the Gemara continues over there. The Gemara says right after Vahani Mili the Isle Dina Ba'ara. It's only considered a problem and Hunanash Tchila if there is a basis of recourse down here. So that's what Tosus says. Hani Mili Harmina Hamin Isle Dina Ba'ara. So that's when it's not proper to be Moshe Din Chaver. If there is no recourse, and this could be the answer for the psukim maybe that we had in Chumash. That it's also because there was no recourse. So therefore the disadvantaged has no recourse. He goes to Hashem, punish, and Hashem answers the bakasha, the tefillah. That's assuming over here that Marukva didn't have any recourse. People asked me during Seder, Marukva was a Beis Din, right? Couldn't that count for the Dina Ba'ara? Good question. Maybe because he couldn't judge it because it had to do with him, so he couldn't be the one to set up the Din Torah. I don't know. Or because it wasn't something that was actionable. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the answer is. Why it's not called Dina Ba'ara. Therefore, according to this Teretz of Tosfos, in a Chanami, this is one of those cases that you're allowed to be Moshe Din HaChavero, and that's what the Messiah was. Do that, daven, and Hashem will do your bidding. Okay, that would be the case it's permitted. Second Teretz, Inami, Hashkim Aleim Webeis HaMedrash Komar Lasak BaTorah. Means is not that you're directly davening to Hashem, he should punish your enemies, the people who are harassing you, the other Jews. Rather, just do your thing, learn Torah, and Memela, that will be a merit for you, and Hashem will take care of your enemies that way. The fact that Tosfos says, Inami Hashkim Aleim Beis HaMedrash, sounds like the Mashah is correct, that the Girsa wasn't Beis HaMedrash, so Tosfos has to read it in. Hashkim Ba'arif in the Beis HaMedrash. Why Dimdumi Chama? Okay, do it early, do it later, and whatever. Either way, the Eitzah worked, maybe even before it even was carried out, as we said, Hadava Yatza Mipi, and Kachavi. No, okay. So now, a little more in terms of understanding the ins and outs of this sugya, as far as what are the implications for Hilchus Moshe. What exactly was Geneva trying to do? What was the Shaila? What is allowed in response to someone like Geneva? What is not allowed? This is an inyan that the Rishonim all discuss. Yeah.
Being of Tosfos, then what was Dimdumi Chama?
If it's Beis HaMedrash, means go learn a Beis HaMedrash morning and evening. I'd be supposed to dive in then.
If you daven Vasikin,
you can't learn Vasikin. That's what you asked.
No, if it's not Beis HaMedrash, then the Giras Mesel, then what's the first part of Tosfos?
No. Either way, Dimdumi Chama means morning, sunrise, sunset. What is he telling to do, sunrise and sunset? Either to dive in. In your Shema Kaleinu, you ask Hashem to punish Geneva. That's one pshat. Or it means morning and evening, sunrise, sunset, you should learn, make sure you do your extra Torah, and the Schus HaTorah will be successful in Hashem dealing with your problem. What's the question?
Rabbi opened with saying that idea of Dudu Mechamas by Vazikin, by
Tfilah. That's a good question. If Tosis is not Choser from the Dudu Mechama point, then the Beis HaMedrash learning would be not possible to daven and learn at the same time. You're quite right. So then, I don't know. Either Tosis is falling away from the Dudu Mechama Pshat, or it means he'll daven not Vazikin. He'll be learning a Vazikin. I don't know. Or it's not literal. The Dudu Mechama is an expression. Sunrise means early in the morning. So early in the morning, make sure you learn before you're davening. After you're davening, means you learn extra. Learn morning, learn evening. Yom v'layla, v'gisba yom v'layla. These are the possibilities. I don't know exactly. Literally, you're right. You can't be davening and learning. It's either one or the other. Yes, David. Yeah.
How does Tosos understand the relation between the two lines of the Gemara of Dom Hashem, Vizuchalavolam, and Hashmi V'ari V'alayam?
Right, so the Dom Hashem is the Lashon of Dumdum Echam, that's Kahashkin Baharev. And Vizcholelo is Lashon of Yapilim Chalolim Chalolim. Right, so it's kind of different parts of his message correspond to different parts of the Pasuk, not necessarily in the order. Right, Dom Hashem is Dumdum Echam, Vizcholelo is Chalolim Chalolim. Yeah, but it's at least there's a parallel between what he wrote and what he and the pasuk he quoted in his message. Okay, so again, a little bit of a this could be an inyan that you could, if you wanted to be ma'ayin more, obviously sugyas and mosa are big sugyas, but just in your name, a little bit of what how this gemara gets mentioned by Rishonim. Let me first mention the riff. The riff in Perik Hagozo Machil, the end of Baba Kama, where the sugyas and mosa appear. So this is in Date Rif Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Gassinan Begitin. This is in Date Rif Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Gassinan Begitin Bepirka Kama. And he quotes our Gemara. Shalachay Marukfa Rabbi Lazar. Bnei Adam. Ha'om Demolai Bilim Masal Malchus. Ma'u Siti Fikasav Lai. Mati Esh Merachai. Api Shavashu Negbi. Esh Mofi Machsam. Shalachay Kamitzan Lituva. Vlomatsina Li Eikambo. Shalachay Hu. Damo Shem Ischol Elo. Chalom Chalolim. Hashim v'harev, v'bis ha-medrash, v'kolom y'aleim. Okay. Zok derif, shaminan mina, we learn from this Gemara, zok derif. De'afilu b'mokom tsar, simu see the Lashon HaRambam. De'afilu b'mokom tsar, aser l'mimsar bar Yisrael l'malchus ovediv kochavim. Even b'mokom tsar, as if Maruch maybe had a tzad to think otherwise. So that's the chiddush, that's the halacha that emerges from this Gemara. The makom tsar, it doesn't permit mesira. You can't be malshin on another Jew, even though it's the makom tsar. Adkan the riff. Tshuvas harash. The Rishonim have tshuvas that references Gemara. Klal yud zayin, os beis. Short. Comment. Shesha Alta. And here it wants to understand what exactly was Geneva doing. Because it's very unclear. Ne Adam Ha'om Demalai. What? What Om Demalai? Rashi commented one way, but it's not clear from the Gemara what it was. Komet Sara Lituva. Shesha Alta. Hada Amma Begitin Gabidom Hashem Bescholo. Komet Sara Lituva. Mahu Perush Mitsaro Lituva. What does it mean? Im kimashmao, afilu malshin, shehushin also bechol yom l'sheker, o shehushino begarm lo hezek, shigam ze aser l'masro l'mishpat. Does it mean mitzar l'tuva? Even if he's a malshin bechol yom l'sheker, he's spreading lies about Mar Ukva, libeling him, causing him hezek, and even in the face of that, aser l'masro l'mishpat. That's the question that was asked of the Rush. Zok the Rush, Tshuva. Im hu malshin also. If he's malshin on him, afilu biadayim mutter l'masro l'mishpat. You're allowed to hand him over. He brings the famous story, as Zachary, someone this year has pointed out, you learned from the Kama. Kahid de perka goes abasa to come Rav Kahana killed a person who is a moser. In other words, if someone is a moser, you can act like any rodef. And you can be malshin on him. Even someone else, you can step in. Rav Kahana stepped in a certain situation and killed a moser. So you yourself, as the potential victim of a moser, you can do that. Okay. So this is what the Rush says. So it must be that it wasn't that. So what's the story over here? So he ends by saying, ah, the oso maisa de gitin, gneva havi, the adam gada betora haya, barurian, as we saw, the lawyer masur, chasvishon. Gneva wasn't a moser. Gneva was a palga. That's the word that the Amoran used about him. But he was an adam gada betora. El mitzaro umaknito bedvar machir. This is clearly the Rush, and the chayra, this is also the stam of the pshat in Rashi. Rashi says twice, Macharef Ugadev, Niriveni Makditeni. Why does Rashi do that? Rashi wants to make clear he wasn't Mamish acting as a Moser. Then, of course, there'd be no question that he could act to be Moshe back. No, it was only as the Rashi concludes, it was only that he was Mitzar Bidvarim. That's the Rashi in the Tshuva. There's a Tshuva Sarashba as well. There were two Tshuva Sarashba, but this is one of them. It's Simon Kufpe Aleph and Chelk Aleph. At the very end, Vahid Amina Beperkama Digidin, Shoche Mar Ukva Rabbalazar, Beshoche Sumitale Tuva, Hano Lo Mesoras Hayu. It's not Mesira that Gneva was doing. Vloho Yimitsarin Osabakach, Ela Bidvarim, O Benizakin Acherim, Sheilu Mesoras Hayu, Mutter Hayo Ehem Umitzvah. If what Gneva was doing was Mesira, then it was mutter and even a mitzvah to dispose of Gneva. No shailas, no need for a shaila. Finished. So the Rush, the Rashba, and Pashtus, this is Rashi. And so says the Pnei Yeshua, right, in the Daik and Rashi. L'charef u'gadeit hanira, is of the Pnei Yeshua, shebal l'ramid bazeh, the dafka ki hay gavna she'omer alav b'divrei chiruv asur u'mosra ma she'ein ken im haya gneiva mosra u'malchus vaday d'sharu l'mar ukva l'hatzel atzma b'limsa as gneiva u'malchus. And he quotes choshe mishpat, we'll soon see shim peches. This is after the shulchan, after the Rishonim. That's going to be the Ramaz Pesach in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rashi is clear that it was only an inyan of tziro b'dvarim b'dasegal machem, but not mamish a mesira. This is also the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in Chedushim. Pirish Rashi l'charef u'gadef. L'chora ha'yanira she'kosav kein. Mipnei she'emes kein haya. She'er geniva tzadik. Calls him tzadik, not just Tamid Chacham, the Chasam Sofer. I don't know. Tamid Chacham bar Uryan. Tzadik. What? Tzadik v'tamid Chacham. Tamid Chacham the Gemara calls him bar Uryan is a Tamid Chacham. So I'm saying it's tzaddik v'tamid chacham. It's not a stira. He could be a palga and be a tzaddik. I don't know. As Chacham Sofer says, v'lo nimsa alav ella shehi palga. The only thing that you can stain that he had was he was a bal machlokes. Come on, gavet aleph, pirush Rashi, palga, samchei, nafid b'kolar. The imkem lo amdu alav ella charfo. And yet, you see, he still had a tzad to say. Now we have to understand, according to Rashi, why did he think that he could be maserin on him, if that's the case. If he's mamish amoser, then it should be pashut that he could. Then what's his shaila then? And if it's just l'charef u'gadeif, then it should be pashut that he can't. Why did he think he could? That we have to figure out. The Me'iri clearly has a different way of reading the Gemara. How does the Me'iri learn the Gemara? Let's take a look at the Me'iri here. And it's not going to be consistent with the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll soon see. Huskar b'kan b'mar ukva sheshulcha lo yavelazer b'nei odom homo domo yavio depresa malchus mal b'kos avrei eshmo p'machsom shulcha kamisam b'tuva shulcha lei dom ha'shem hashkin b'harev The Inyan Domlas and Dum Dumi Chama, like Tosus said, Hashachas the Arvis. Uksas Gaonim Sovim Shal Tfila Hurome. Some learn that Tfila. That's how Tosus seemed to learn, at least initially. It says Beis Medrash, that was his Girsa. Tosus could be, didn't have the Girsa, the Miri did. Ufisho Tfila same Beis Medrash Hayu. Okay. Iker Apirish, however, says Al Talmud Torah. He doesn't mean Tfila. He doesn't directly ask the question of Moshe Din Achavero. He avoids that issue. Maybe the Tosus Teretz is more Pashut, that there was Etlesi Din Ba'ara, or for some other reason he didn't think that was a problem. I don't know. Miri did not raise the issue of, you know, of Moshe Din, if it means Tfila. But either way, he says it means Talmud Torah. In fact, the Miri, V'yeshoalin ba, Halo Hamasa Mechal HaMaridin Hu. There's halacha of Maridin V'lomalin. Means you have the right to kill him, be a dayim, or not be a dayim exactly, but to throw him into the pit and let him die, and not have to bring him up if he fell in the pit. In other words, he's a rodef. So, V'loma Micha B'yado. Why did Rabbi Lazar stop him? Because the Meir is assuming from the get-go that what we're talking about is not like Rashi says, L'chai V'gadev. He's assuming that it was... He was in Malshe. What the Shaila of the Rush would think he possibly that the case is. So it's what's the Shaila? And he brings Rav Kahana. We see Rav Kahana that he killed somebody right then and there when he was a Moshe. Says the Meir Yechidush, Yesh Betarsin Bo, Shemikol Mokom Tchila Ro'oi Laharbos Ola B'Tfila. Even though you have the right to act, but you have to start, the first course of action is to daven. Now, interesting, even though before he said Talmud Torah, but that was the second letter. What was the first letter? Eshmer l'pimachsam. So maybe that means to daven, I don't know. Because what did he say to daven? The Meiri learns it means to learn, not to daven. L'maisa, he says, the ein yirakein. It sounds like he was telling him, you can't kill him. You can't be malshin on him. Not just the first thing to do is to daven. The ein yirakein. The muchla to mocha biyado. He's telling him definitively, v'oma shelo yishtadel ligra mohem shumra. V'lo'oma she nosim masim b'kam. Not just saying, be patient. We'll get there, but first things first. He's saying, no. So it doesn't sound correct that you could technically be mad. The Yesh Mefarshim, now he's going to bring the other Mahalchin Rishonim. The Yesh Mefarshim, Shelo Hayu Eilu HaMetzirim Lo, fine, he doesn't mention Gneva by name, he's talking about plural. Shelo Eilu HaMetzirim Lo, Mafsidim Lo, Klum Behedya. Elu Shemitzaren Oso, Bedivreim Uba Asakov. So he says words and with business, Atshe Efshe Shigom Lo, Hefzim Lo, some worth of money involved. But who Shama Mitzaren Li? So this is along the lines of what we saw in Shuvah Sarash and Shuvah Sarashba and the Deacon Rashi. V'avzeh ein nirali. So I don't like that pshat. Why? For the obvious reason. Because then what's the shaila? She'af huwa yemor l'atz moheta b'kach nachmet sa'ad dvar b'din b'zionis. Because of b'zionis, now you can be malshim. Like, so what's the shaila? So what the Miri ends up is saying is el she'irali, she'af in masr ha'gomor. Mamish ha'moser. Which is what they were doing to Marukva. Afa pi shel b'chal maridin, nikom makom en mosno sel malchus. You can throw them into the pit, but you can't be malshin to the non-Jewish authorities. What's the difference? Shem kein afa moser moser nasi masores alav. In other words, what you're doing is you're acting as a moser. Interesting. You can throw them into the pit, but you can't do mesira. The komin in mesiras mechuar meruchak and afir b'derech nekama, even if it's for the sense of getting even, it's still mesira. Eloshim yicholim, could you do yicholim lechavto to beat him up? Uharido b'shamin yakos chavos osin, but not mesira. Pella, mamish unbelievable. Miri says you can't be malshin on a malshin. You can do other types of hard, harsh measures, but you can't be malshin. It's mechur. Why exactly? Chil Hashem. What's the issue, Mesira? That they're going to punish him. He deserves to be punished. You can. What's the difference? Who does it? Doing it by the non-Jews somehow is worse. Don't know. Sounds like that's what he seems to be saying. Something like it's mechur. Yeah.
Is the idea of mitzvah only in the case here, or like, if not, why don't you do baba kama?
No, so the Meiri rejected that. Meiri originally suggested that maybe you first should daven, but he didn't feel that that was the answer, because Rabbi Lazar seems to be saying, period. Not if you do tefillah first, then you could be malshin. Meiri seems to learn our Gemara that you cannot be malshin on a moser either, because mesira by definition is mechuar. This is not the way we hold in Shulchan Aruch. But this is how the Meiri learns it. I don't know why he doesn't mention the name Geneva. It's strange. He talks about the many people. I mean, the Gemara is clear with Geneva. That's the Palga. He talks about it as if the people were trying to do it. L'maisa, it was Geneva, but were you there? But now, let's look at the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Avi and Yehuda, yeah.
When the Yehudi first died, Tefillah also, you could reject it, because seemingly in the flow of the Gemara, if I asked him once, he responded to Davin, so then he Davin.
Right, so then he's second.
The second time, so you should have said, so.
But the first time he doesn't see Davin, he says, be quiet. Put a muzzle on your mouth. See, never. The only thing that indicates davening might be the Dom Lashem Hashkin Bahare. Dom Lashem means don't do anything, be quiet. Or maybe means hope to Hashem, like the Mefarshim learn in Pshat, which is like a silent type of a tefillah, or a long, maybe it means tefillah, possibly. Don't know. I mean, sorry, Dom Lashem is the second response, sorry. What you have initially, Amarti Eshmanot, sorry, so there was no mention of tefillah the first time. It was just don't act. Be quiet. Eshmer Lapid. So either he said Davin the second time, or he never said Davin, just said learn. But Hashem will take care of it, which is what happened.
Is he learning? It's the same time.
It doesn't say like you're learning Hindi Mukha, and I want my recording to be a scholar that my enemies should have a mapala.
That would be Mosadin also, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Is it Mosadin? Exactly. Mosadin is mamish to say, Yishpud Hashem ben Yiveinacha. I don't know.
If you say explicitly, I'm doing this.
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a shayla. I don't know. Is that called Mosadin? Mosadin usually means a tefillah. To dive into Hashem that you take care of that person. Yes,
Ben. No, it's true. Even learning is like saying not to, like,
Right. That's what I would think. I'd be inclined to think, right. Even if it's not, I wouldn't call my helgamis. You learn, and Zchus HaTorah, everything will work out. But you don't have to have specific kavana. I don't think that the pshat is learn and have in mind that but your point is still a good point. What if a person does that? Would that be called Mosadin HaChavero? I don't think it. I think it's going to Shiloh Shema, that's for sure. But, look, there is a story of the Taz that the Nefesh HaChaim, or Ruach HaChaim quotes it, Chaim V'Lashner, that there was a woman who had an Inyan that she needed a Yeshua for something. And Taz says, I want my Torah to be a schus for your situation. Chaim V'Lashner brings this in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, I think, such a story with the Taz. So he said, I want my Torah to be able to accomplish for you something. Okay, I don't know. So you want your Torah to accomplish. There was for somebody else. I don't know. And the Torah was already learned. It's not as if you think I'm going to learn now. I don't know. Yeah, you have to be careful with these kinds of things. Making Torah school for things like this. We'll see more about this in the coming Gemara also. Yeah. Okay. Yehuda.
Can you suggest maybe that's the Inam Yotosos, that just either you go and
you learn Osek BaTorah. You Osek BaTorah, and Hashem will do His part for you. Yeah. The Torah does have a school to it, but just like the Rambam wrote about mezuzah, right? There are some people who looked at mezuzah purely as shmirah, even though there are indications like that, but the Rambam says, no, mezuzah is to be ma'aras as to Yichud Hashem, and as the Kesef Mishnah says, the byproduct is there'll be a shmirah. A person just does mezuzah l'shem shmirah, the Rambam felt that that's not right, and others shown him maybe other indications, but the Rambam feels that, no, the inyan, the tachas of the mitzvah is something else. But it has fringe benefits that could result. So Torah also has fringe benefits that it can provide. That's not why you're learning. You're learning because you should learn, and you'll see everything else will work itself out. Yeah.
So according to the second child, or the third child, is the Meiri. So how would you read the latter part of the Gemara?
The response was, don't, you have no right to be mastering on it.
So why wouldn't he say then, instead of just saying go and learn and like let's say take on, you know, continue.
No, because meanwhile he was saying, that's why he's wondering, when he sent the second letter, was he stam looking for chizuk? Was he looking for a psak to be matir? The first question was a question of halach. When he came back the second time, he says, I can't hold out. Was that because the circumstances now became different and maybe now I'll get a heter? I mean, probably that's what you'd want to learn. But then you have to know what was b'chal the shayla the first time and what would be the reason why now it becomes different. And I have a mahalach, I'll tell you in a second. But if you don't want to go that route, you could say maybe the second time just need a chizuk. I don't know. He was asking for chizuk. No, not gishmak. Probably he wanted a psak. Okay, now maybe it's okay. He says, no, still not okay. Dom Lashem, I'll give you an eitzah anyway. You can't do that, but you can do this. Let's get to the Rambam a little bit. Yeah, the Rambam, Hilchis Chobo Mazik, Perek Ches, Halacha Tes. Asur Limsar HaAdam B'yad Obi Kachadim. Ben B'guf or Ben B'mamono. Clear Isur of Mesira. Va'afilu Haya Rasha Ubala Veros. Va'afilu Haya Mitzayer Meitzer Lo Umitzaro. So what's the mucker for the Rambam? Afilu Rasha Balaveros, Afilu Hayametzalo Mitzaro. Zak the Magi Mishnah, this is our Gemara. This Bayerzeh Perkama de Gidin, quoted the Evil Harav Halachos, who's the Rav? We saw it before. The Rif. Halachos means in the Rif. The Rif quoted this, I mentioned before. That's the Rif in Bava Kama. This is a psak of the Rambam, b'kvos harif. Afilu, right? Even though he's about a mitzar l'mitzar. But now there's something interesting. So it comes out, he's learning al derech Rashi, right? That it's not that Marukva was suffering the mesira of Geneva. It was just that he was mitzar him. Dvarim, other things. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says something else, that there are exceptions, and that's someone who's made so with Sibur. Maisim b'chol yom, l'anosh ha-musrim sh'uchzeko l'imsa mam b'yad adam, v'l'imsa ha-musrim b'yad v'kachadim. Clearly against who? Against who? Meiri. Meiri said, even if you're a Moser, you can't. But here it talks about the Tzibur. Now, the Meiri didn't directly talk about the Tzibur. But the Rambam says, oh no, at this point you're a regular Moser, so it's against the Meiri. But then, Mechein, Kol ha-meitzar le-tzibur u-mitzaron. So after talking about Moser, being a Moser to a Moser, that the Ram says you can do, right? That's against the Meiri. Then the Ram adds another interesting thing. Originally he talked about being Meitzer one individual. And that, the Ram says, like based on the Rif, can't be Malshin on that person. But the Ram says, Chen kol ha-Meitzer le-tzibur u-mitzaron mutter le-masro b'yada le-kechavim la-koso la-asro l-kanso. The Rambam makes clear a distinction between a person who is a menace to an individual, who does not, you cannot justify that individual or anyone else being mastering on that person, or a person who is a menace to a tzibur. And the Rambam says that it's permitted to hand him over to the authorities. Refers in this Rambam. And this is the psak of the Ramah. And this is what the Yeshua and the Chassam Sofer were alluding to. The Ramah, Simen Shin Pei Ches in Choshev Mishpat. Actually, the Machaber, okay? It's us, the Machaber Paskins, basically codifies the Rambam. In Sif Yud Beis, Kol HaMoser Had Sibor Mitzara Mutter Moser B'Yad Akam La Koso Asro Kanso Mitzar Yachid Asro Mosro. Then Ramah adds examples. Misha Osik B'Ziyufim U'Kedome Counterfeits B'Yesh Locha Shiyazik Rabin Masrin Bo Shlo Yasev Eno Mashkiach Chichon L'Masro Lomash Enachem Es Asik Bo Zelavad. So these are a lot of important halachas in terms of, again, it comes up in a lot of tshuvas. And another example of this is the Gemara we mentioned yesterday in Bar Mitzia, that kotzim ani machale min hakeren. But there you see Rav Shmuel ben Karcha disagreed. So you have to know what was the machlokes between Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon and Rav Shmuel ben Karcha. But a lot of the tshuvas reference that Gemara. What the Chasam Sofer says over here, according to Rashi, it was only l'charfo. And yet, if he wouldn't have been able to do hashkamas based on medrash, it sounds like he could have been moser l'malchus. What's the pshat exactly? He says, "Achem pasak meitzah mitzar hatzibor mutal moser b'yad goy l'akosa, minetzah yochid osur." So he wants to say first, "Mashma miyatzro mitzar be'alma, mafsido mutal moser." And that's what he brings from the Ramah in Sif Tes. Oh, so there's a lot of details here. The Ramah I think it's Ramah just mentioned, it's just Sif Yud. I don't know, he quotes Sif Tes or Sif Yud Aleph. Either way, the Samsofa wants to make a possible distinction between what type of level of Meitzar it is. Mafsido, Meitzar. I was thinking maybe as follows. Where did the Rambam get that Mitzar Tzibur is Mutter? What's the mocker for that in the Rambam? And the Shulchan Aruch as well. Where does it come from? So no Sekelim don't tell you. So the Samsofa wants to say, Tzarech Loma Demashma Misugyan, that if not for the fact that he had the eights of Hashkin Baharev, he was Mutter L'Mosro. Says, Zeh Shech B'Yochid L'Atzmo. The eights of Hashkin Baharev is Shech for an individual. You tell a Tzibur, don't react to this Moser. Everyone go learn extra Siddurim. What's going to happen? No one's going to do it. Everyone's going to say, oh, he's going to do it. Should there the Beishuptigo come, Miyar V'Yashkim Ba'at Kulam. Who's going to be the one? Who's going to represent the Tzibur to do it? So you have the eights of Yashkim V'Yarev for individual, but you don't have the eights of Yashkim V'Yarev for Tzibur. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. I want to say maybe a little bit of different possibility, that maybe the Shaila is that Mar Ukva, being that he was a Avestin, and he was a Reish Galusa, so he was mistopic as follows. That maybe the tsar that I have is defined as a tsar of the tzibur. Given that we see the Rambam, whatever the mark will be for the Rambam, okay, but the Rambam paskins and Shulchan Aruch paskins that a menace to a tzibur, you're allowed to be malshim. So marukva b'toras yachid wouldn't be allowed, and that was the psak. That was what the psak was given to him. But his tsar to say that maybe I'd be allowed is because he viewed the aggravation that he was suffering as having spillover effect, because he could not deal with the fears of the tzibur in a normal, level-headed way. Because, and that's why it comes from Tzadon Lituva, because the threshold changed, and now maybe it rises to the level of Tzara Tzibur. That's what I was thinking. And therefore he comes and asks again the other side. Not Tzadon Lituva, it's getting worse, and now I don't know what to do, how can I handle. No, if I cannot deal with this anymore, then and I can't attend to the tzibur's needs, and my role is to be a leader for the tzibur. So this is ke'ilu a mesira, a person who's mitzayir the tzibur. So what was the answer? The answer is afal b'kein you're still a yachid maybe, or like the Chasam Sofer says, no, but there's another eitzah. L'maisa, you can do your own learning. Some service says by the tzibur, you can't have the tzibur all be committed to go learning, so therefore you have no eitzah. But even though in one respect you are like a tzibur, but you have the eitzah of Hashkin Bahari, because you can The Torah, yeah, you can put extra siddurim in, morning, evening, learning, davening, whatever it is. And the Meila, we don't need to resort to Bima al Shani. But the Shaila had a real basis to it. Everyone is asking, Rishonim are asking, what is the Shaila if it's only the Tsar? No, because it's considered like it would be a Tsar of the Tzibur, because of who he was. So Meila, he had a reason to think that maybe he could do it, and that's why he came afterwards and followed up with the Shaila, because once it got to a certain level, maybe now it would be considered the level, because it was impacting on the Tzibur even more. Could be that would be a way to learn up the Gemara in light of what we've seen the Rambam and what some surface pointing out. Yehuda and Yossi, yeah. But no. Yes, sir.
Sure, yeah. You said the whole problem is that wouldn't make sense that everyone
would be Hashkin Bahari. No, Hashkin Bahari, sometimes for the Tzibur, you can't tell the Tzibur Hashkin Bahari. Everyone's going to rely on someone else, no one's going to do it. It's not going to happen.
The whole driving force then by spotting. In terms of for a seaboard, it wouldn't bother the whole seaboard. It's still only bothering
If it's Marukva, then it really, by extension, it's affecting the seaboard too. His target was Marukva, but Marukva had a lot of business doing for the seaboard, his role. So he, Memela, his tsar became a tsar at seaboard. So that's why he was thinking he has a head. So either the answer was it's still not called a Tzara Tzibur, or he said, no, but you have the Eitz of Hashkin Bahari, which is the Chassam Sofer says that's why Tzibur doesn't have the Eitz, because who's going to do it? You can't be sure everyone's going to do it, no one's going to rely on everybody else. But you could, if it's only Tzibur because of you, so you have Hashkin Bahari, and then it works out that way. So therefore, but in theory, this is very much... again, Omer al Perek, when these issues come up, as I mentioned, the letter that I saw Fabio Konzatzal wrote to Rav Eliashiv a couple years back, and these issues come up. It's a person who's a predator, a person who's mamish, a menace to a tzibur. These are clear-cut halachas that you can often are used, Tzak of the Rambam, that one could be malshin, because it's example of what we see in the Machaber and the Rambam. Again, the application is always more sensitive. Are there other aces that could be done before that? That just like over here, you know, I'm not necessarily Hashkin Bahari, but like the Maisa, could it be done and accomplished just as easily, or is it more complicated? How do you know for sure? And all the details often are very complicated. But the basic guidelines are very much part of things that emerge from this Gemara, among other Gemaras. Okay. Yep. Avi.
We want to establish the Rambam and Halacha Tassas.
Halacha tes is the iser, and the even if it's a person who's made some mitzaro, that's our gemara.
We want to establish him on Pluto.
That he's learning like Rashi.
Why? It sounds more. The way I read it sounds like
made some mitzaro.
It sounds like it's, even though he's tied to be mitzira, also the moser yisrael b'yad goyim, because then you have no care for him.
But even Hayamitzer Mitzaro, let's say he is the Moser himself.
I mean, it sounds like from here that if the guy is high Moser and you give him Moser, so you yourself become Moser.
I don't think so. We can talk after. I don't think it's Medum. I mean, Ram doesn't seem as foolish that he could, but it's mashed a little bit that way. Okay, tomorrow, Inyan of Zimra. Another Inyan, another important halacha.